This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils, but it looks like communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion, we lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant here, as we are every Saturday. It's the 10th of August, 2013. It's good to have you with us once again, ladies and gentlemen. Much to talk about, as always, and so I want to get right into the program today. Right out of the gate, and I want to bring Nancy Levant up. Nancy, good morning.
Well, good morning, Darren. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there. You know, right out of the gate, I want to start here with an insane government heads up, because there's a lot... There's a lot of insanity going on right now.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
Now, Jen Psaki was, she's the spokesperson for the U.S. State Department. And she was grilled this past Tuesday by... Lee, a guy from the Associated Press, his name is Lee something or another. Anyway, his name is Matt Lee. He appeared on the, he was trying to get some information out of her about what the administration's position is on the subject of Egypt. Now, you remember, Nancy, of course, Egypt, Mubarak was ousted. Then they replaced him with Mohamed Morsi.
Yeah.
And Mohamed Morsi, basically, what happened is he has ties with the Muslim Brotherhood. We've talked about this in the past. Egypt has been increasingly radicalized, and I think our intelligence agencies had a lot to do with the ousting of Mubarak. That's just my opinion from what I've been reading and observing. But, folks, here's the thing about it. Getting any straight message out of this administration has become like pulling teeth. Now, Free Beacon, Washington Free Beacon reports, State Department spokesman Jen Psaki told Matt Lee of the Associated Press Tuesday that the U.S. had determined, well, that we don't need to make a determination over whether or not ousting Mohamed Morsi in Egypt was a coup. Now, of course, the reason why this is important is because calling it a coup means they can't give Egypt any more of your money. You see, at a time when people, all Americans all across the land, you folks... 80% of you are living at, near, or in poverty. Obama wants to give them more of your money. So here's how the exchange went. Listen to this.
The first question about Senator McCain's comments you gave, you said our position has not changed, as you just did with Morsi.
Mm-hmm.
On McCain's comments, though, our position has not changed. Then you said the U.S. government has stated what our position is. Could you remind us all what your position actually is? Because as I recall, your position was that you don't have a position. And that's not quite, is that correct?
Matt, I think you know our position, which is that there was a determination made that we need not to make a designation.
So your position is that you do not have a position.
Our position
correct?
Is that we do not need to make a designation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead, Nicholas.
Yeah, does Deputy Secretary Burns plan to meet with President Morsi? We talked about it yesterday, but...
I don't have any other plans for that on his schedule.
Can I just go back to your answer to my question?
Yes.
You do understand that you don't have a position on this, don't you?
We have not made a determination.
But don't you go and say our position has not changed, but you don't have a position. You don't have a position that could have changed. A position means taking a side or taking a stance or making a determination. And since you didn't do that, you do not, by definition, have a position.
We have.
Correct?
I would disagree with you, Matt.
You have a position on whether what happened in Egypt was a coup.
We have determined that we do not need to make a determination.
Isn't that the same as not having a position?
I will let you parse yourself.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away.
Why do I feel like we're back in the Clinton years in the 90s, Nancy, where we're still trying to figure out what the definition of is? You know,
let's go to the T word, transparency. My goodness.
I thought the T word was traitor, but, you know.
Oh, well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Unreal.
It really is. What have you been working on lately?
We're paying these people to, quote unquote, represent us.
Yeah.
We don't even know where our tax dollars are going.
We have a Homeland Security drills going on in Austin, Texas this next couple of weeks, I guess. KXAN is reporting multiple law enforcement agencies will be taking part in Homeland Security exercises in Austin over the next few weeks. The Texas Department of Public Safety said several local and federal agencies will test response plans to possible terrorist threats and other critical incidents. Authorities say you shouldn't be alarmed. Oh, don't be alarmed if you see a big increase in law enforcement officials on Austin's streets. The exercise is meant to ensure various law enforcement agencies are prepared to protect citizens from any type of security threat or incident. Unless, of course, the feds decide to pull one off. My words, not theirs. Local, state, and federal law enforcement entities work every day to combat crime and terrorism within Texas and beyond, said DPS Director Steve McCraw. This proactive security exercise will further enhance our ability to protect our communities. Agencies taking part in the exercise include the Austin Police Department, Travis County Sheriff's Office, the University of Texas Police Department, and the FBI. So, just be on guard, folks, for potential false flag operations there in Austin. You got anything to add, Nancy?
Well, on the Pacific Coast as well.
What's that?
And on the Pacific Coast as well.
Oh, they're having them there, too?
They're having them there, too. And, you know, we've just had the international training event with Japan. Apparently Australia was there with amphibious landing drills. It's really, really extraordinary. Just extraordinary.
We're certainly living in very extraordinary times. There's no question about it. Moving along here, the New York Times, NSA said to search content of messages to and from U.S. They say the National Security Agency is searching the contents of vast amounts of Americans' email and text communications into and out of the country, hunting for people who mention information about foreigners under surveillance, according to intelligence officials. The NSA is not just intercepting the communications of Americans who are in direct contact with foreigners targeted overseas, a practice that the government officials have openly acknowledged. It is also casting a far wider net for people who cite information linked to those foreigners, like a little used email address, according to a senior intelligence official. While it has long been known that the agency conducts extensive computer searches of data it vacuums up overseas, that it is systematically searching without warrants through the contents of Americans' communications that cross the border reveals more about the scale of secret operations. Why should we be surprised by any of this, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, we've told you folks about this stuff for years. Not just us, but many other broadcasters as well. You know, but one thing that does encourage me is people are waking up, finally realizing what it's all about. Moving along here from Reuters, we see new U.S. spying revelations coming from Snowden leaks, according to a journalist. Glenn Greenwald, the American journalist who published documents leaked by fugitive former U.S. intelligence contractor Edward Snowden, plans to make new revelations within the next 10 days or so on secret U.S. intel surveillance of the Internet. So we got that going on. There's just so much going on here. U.S. forces closure of Texas-based encrypted email service allegedly used by Snowden. Folks, if you're looking for an encrypted email service, startpage.com is launching one very, very soon. So you can go there and sign up to be one of their test people to test, to beta test the new service. We're just loaded for bear. We're just getting started, folks. First break. And when we come back, we'll hit the ground running here on Govern America. Darren Weeks, Nancy Levant. We'll be back in a moment.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting on a plane at LAX with my cell phone and my Bluetooth in, but I'm gonna be late getting to my gate. Security check again. Pulled out of line and they start to ask me questions. Sit me down and say I better start confessing. This is all surprising. I can't believe they had Verizon in the back room and I'm getting sizzle hours. They didn't even buy me flowers. And now there's always someone telling me, cause my GPS was on. Cause my GPS was on. Cause my GPS was on. So I put my hands up and going to jail. Then it's going down the bay. Nothing in this life, yeah.
water for them like yeah. I got my hands up, I can never go home. We know this ain't no okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a party, it's in S.A. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a party, it's in S.A.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levin as we continue on here. Well, I guess the news this week has barely been the fact that we have 19 embassies closed, Nancy. One for every 9/11 hijacker. Oh, boy. You know, can we be any more in your face about this? Is anybody buying this terrorist threat nonsense anymore? I mean, how blatant and in your face does this stuff have to get, folks? Oh, first we have the revelations that the NSA is spying on you, which is, shouldn't be any revelation to anybody at all, given the Bush doctrine of stopping terrorism before it ever starts, you know, fighting crime before it ever takes place. You know, they're going to be scanning your brain here before long to determine traits of your characteristics, traits in your mind that might indicate a propensity to go in the direction of terrorism. I mean, this is where... We're going to get into the area of genes here before long here, trying to determine who's who in the zoo. Who might be a terrorist? Who might not be a terrorist? I'll give you a clue as to who the real terrorists are, folks. They're all the people pointing the finger at everybody else. That's who the terrorists are.
Yep.
But we got these embassies closed because now Al-Qaeda, which the name of which really means the toilet, folks. You talk to the Arabs. This is what Al-Qaeda really means. It's the toilet. Okay? So the toilet is out to get you. You better beware. Everywhere around the corner, Nancy, the toilet is lurking. This is how insane things have gotten, folks. So we got all these embassies that are closed. Middle East and Africa. State Department says the embassies and consulates... Because they've heard chatter. The NSA has conveniently heard chatter. Which means that, hey, this is all justification. This is why you need the NSA to spy on you. This is why you need all this to take place. Because we're able to stop terrorism abroad. We're able to fight them abroad so we don't have to face them at home. Never mind the fact that, well, golly gee, we had that Boston bombing thing, didn't we? Oh, but yeah, that's right. The FBI set that up. U.S.
You know, Darren, it makes me laugh because, well, it's not funny, of course, but, you know, the whole thing, and using mass media to help the government to create enemies, it's enemy building. And it's, creating contempt all over the world. Using the mass media to do so. We're seeing it now with, you know, if you are a conservative, you're contemptuous. If you are Christian, you're contemptuous. If you are just your average Joe American or a child in school or even a dog as a pet, you are contemptuous. You know, Darren, I have been, I'm working on an article.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been looking at statistics on the number of wars that have occurred globally. And I found a site called the Polynational War Memorial, www.war-memorial.net. And I see that since 1900, there have been 249 wars. 249 wars. There have been upwards of, well, you see different numbers, 260 million people dead. You know, when you think of what it takes to have the money globally, to have 249 wars, to have the machinery, the personnel, the maintenance, the thousands and thousands of businesses and contractors that it takes to arm this military machine. And you have the UN running around saying, well, we're going to stop war. We're going to stop
peace.
War.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
They call it waging peace. How do you wage peace? But that's what they call it.
You want to talk about the Hegelian dialectic on steroids?
Well, you talk about Orwellianism.
Peace.
It's totally Orwellian. War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
We are living George Orwell today.
Oh, we are.
We have the United States withdrawing its staff from Yemen, the same country that the phony underwear bomber came from. We had the Haskells, Kurt and Laurie, on the show talking about how what they saw, a sharp-dressed man getting Umar Farouk Abdelmetallab or whatever his name is, on the flight. He was aided on the flight. We've talked about that a lot on this program. He came from Yemen. Okay, so we're told that there's a big terrorist threat in Yemen. We're told that Al-Qaeda is back on the loose. Let's just assume all this stuff is true for a second. Let's just assume every single thing that they're telling us is true. That these embassies really are under attack. That there really is an imminent threat. And that we are all vulnerable. What good is the war on terror, ladies and gentlemen? On the one hand, on one side of Obama's mouth, he's talking about how, we've got Al-Qaeda on the run. We've got the terrorists on the run. And then on the other side of his mouth, we have nothing but imminent threats. And everybody's in jeopardy. And, we got to surveil you. And now we got to listen into your conversations. Hogwash. This has got to stop. There has got to be a groundswell of opposition against this stuff. Why aren't Americans angry?
Yeah,
that's what I want to know. Where's the anger? Where's the outrage? Where's the fury? Why aren't people in the streets saying, no, you're not going to do this to me. You're not going to turn this country into a cesspool of socialism, communism, fascism, or totalitarianism, whatever ism you choose to make. Where is the outrage, people? Why? Your government has just admitted to you that you're being spied upon by them.
And that they don't have to tell you anything.
I'm already at the break. I'll tell you what, when we come out of the break, we're going to hit the ground running. I know I said that last time. Time just speeds by here when we get here. I'm furious. I don't see the outrage. I don't see people being angry. It's time to get angry and stay angry, people. Everyone in this country should be demanding the resignation of every single person in Washington that's responsible for this stuff. This has got to come to a conclusion. We're going to take the break. We'll be back in a moment.
Opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. By the way, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. As we continue on talking about this NSA nonsense and this false flag terrorism claim that the NSA, oh, they've saved us now. Why, they've discovered chatter. There's chatter that the Al-Qaeda people are coming. The toilet people are coming to get you. And here we see from Russia Today, they say the news of the intercepted Al-Qaeda chatter came as debate continues in the U.S. over the reach of NSA surveillance programs and its justification by national security benefits. At the focus of this criticism was the agency's use of powers granted by the Patriot Act for bulk domestic electronic surveillance. After the latest terror alert, some proponents of NSA surveillance tactics were quick to say the news speaks for the agency's case. These programs are controversial. We understand that, Republican Senator Saxe Chambliss told NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday. But they are also very important. If we did not have these programs, then we simply would not be able to listen in on the bad guys. You are the bad guys. And it's time the American people realize who their enemy really is. You are the bad guys. You know, and to illustrate that point just perfectly, on the one hand, the Taliban, the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda. They're all our enemies. But on the other hand, we continue to fund them. We started the program off today with a clip from Jen, whatever her name was, at the State Department. And we did this for a reason, folks, to illustrate the fact that they won't call that a coup in Egypt because they want to continue working with regimes that are questionable at best. They want to give your tax dollars, your hard-earned money, as you are struggling to survive today.
Yep.
They want to give it to terrorist organizations. Here we see from The Independent, Afghanistan. Taliban backers win $100 million in U.S. contracts. Washington politicians demand tighter controls to stop cash for reconstruction from going to supporters of Afghan insurgency. They say the U.S. government has awarded more than $150 million in contracts to companies and individuals in Afghanistan that are known to support the Taliban, according to U.S. spending watchdog. Multi-million dollar contracts have been given over the past 5 years to 43 companies working in construction, logistics, road building, and IT that have links to the insurgents. So while you folks are sending your sons and daughters off to fight and die in endless wars for rich people, the rich people are funding both sides of the battle, as always. They say the head of the U.S.-based Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, SIGAR, John F. Sopko, said, quote, dating back to 2008, SIGAR has identified more than $150 million in reconstruction contracts and subcontracts that have been awarded to companies known to be providing material support to insurgent and terrorist organizations in Afghanistan, unquote. Despite warnings about this last year from both SIGAR and General James Mattis, the former commander of U.S. Central Command, the Army has failed to act. Why, listeners? Is it just incompetence? No, we can't hide behind incompetence when it goes on to the degree to which it's gone on. It's criminal, not incompetence. But it just continues on and on and on. And I hearken back once again, Nancy, to that Global Post / Reuters article, which I've referred to so often on this show. Who is funding the Afghan Taliban? You don't want to know. I'm not going to read the whole article. I just want to share the first couple of paragraphs with you. They say, it is the open secret no one wants to talk about, the unwelcome truth that most prefer to hide. In Afghanistan, one of the richest sources of Taliban funding is the foreign assistance coming into the country. Virtually every major project includes a healthy cut for the insurgents, call it protection money, call it extortion, or as the Taliban themselves prefer to term it, spoils of war. The fact remains that international donors, primarily the United States, are to a large extent financing their own enemy. So, people, you want to continue sending your sons and daughters off to fight and die in these wars?
Yes, and also hearken back to the Muslim Brotherhood being invited to the White House for
absolutely
lunch. Hearken back to the Bush business partnership with the Bin Ladens, the 20-30-year business partnerships. Yeah, harken back. Geez.
Yeah. Well, and those are good points because Osama bin Laden and the bin Laden family, by the way, are business partners with the Bush family. We know that. We know Osama bin Laden himself, if memory serves me correctly, was a CIA asset.
Yep.
And of course, Bush, the 41st president, was on the, he was the head of the CIA at one point. So, I mean, this incestuous relationship with the U.S. government and the terrorist organizations that they bemoan or point the finger at and say we need to eradicate them is just ongoing and it's extensive. Professor,
well, even the former guest, Darren, that we had that worked on the Noriega arrest years ago,
mm-hmm,
harken back to the involvement of the biggest banks and countries,
yeah,
being involved in
money
all of the black markets.
That's
mean,
right.
My God, we have a a criminal element running the countries from 1900 onward. There have only been 12 years that the United States has not been directly involved in foreign wars. I mean, there's a reason for this, people.
Yeah. Well, Professor Peter Dale Scott writes, U.S. government protection of al-Qaeda terrorists and the U.S.-Saudi black hole. For almost two centuries, American government, though always imperfect, was always a model for the world of limited government, having evolved a system of restraints on executive power through its constitutional arrangement of checks and balances. Well, that's a theory anyway. Since 9/11, however, constitutional American government has been overshadowed by a series of emergency measures to fight terrorism. The latter have mushroomed in size and budget, while traditional government has been shrunk. As a result, we have today what the journalist Dana Priest called two governments. The one its citizens were familiar with, operated more or less in the open. The other, a parallel top-secret government, whose parts have mushroomed in less than a decade into a gigantic, sprawling universe of its own, visible to only a carefully vetted cadre. And its entirety only visible to God. More and more, it is becoming common to say that America, like Turkey before it, now has what Mark Ambinder and John Terman have called a deep state behind the public one. And this parallel government is guided in surveillance matters by its own Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, that is the FISA court, which, according to the New York Times, has quietly become almost a parallel Supreme Court. Thanks largely to Edward Snowden, it is now clear that the FISA court has permitted this deep state to expand surveillance beyond the tiny number of known and suspected Islamic, quote, terrorists, to any incipient protest movement that might challenge the policies of the American war machine. Americans have by and large not questioned this parallel government, accepting that sacrifices of traditional rights and traditional transparency are necessary to keep us safe from al-Qaeda attacks. Well, keep in mind the words of Benjamin Franklin, folks. We have it right on the website right now at the top banner. They that can sacrifice essential liberties to obtain a little temporary safety, well, guess what? They don't deserve either one. That's what Franklin said about it. Anyway, they say secret power is unchecked power. And experience of the last century has only reinforced the truth that Lord Acton's famous dictum that unchecked power always corrupts. It is time to consider the extent to which American secret agencies have developed a symbiotic relationship with the forces they are supposed to be fighting, and have even on occasion intervened to let al-Qaeda terrorists proceed with their plots. Quote, intervened to let al-Qaeda terrorists proceed with their plots? These words, he says, as I write them, make me wonder yet again, as I do so often, if I'm not yet losing my marbles and proving myself to be no more than a zany conspiracy theorist, yet I have to remind myself that my claims are not coming from theory, but from a certain undisputed facts about incidents that are true, even though they have been systematically suppressed or underreported in the American mainstream media. All right, I'll tell you what, we're up against the clock here. We'll take the break. We'll continue. This is Govern America, Darren Weeks, Nancy Levant. Don't go anywhere.
Love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Yeah. Sonic symbols everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the truth.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair. Can't be scared when it goes down. Stand for
flip
freedom here and now.
Undo the
only
spell.
Thing that's on my mind is who's gonna free this town
break
tonight. Who's gonna free this town tonight?
Yeah.
Down a Bilderberg, I'll get more in depth, cause you boys really need a word. Growing up a pyramid, it's all Illuminati. Now I'm jamming pocket, trying to find my shoddy, cause I hear the prophets calling, trying to calm me down, I'm trying to spit the facts. It's this 666 when you play it from the back. Yeah, I'm talking more drama, Rockefeller 80% dead. And threat, don't forget, when they come for the neck.
Does their leaving, it's not fair.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levin as we continue on. We're talking about terrorism, the false flag threat of the NSA and Al-Qaeda. They're saying Al-Qaeda is going to get us again. I wonder how long we're going to fall for the same nonsense. Before the break, we were reading from Peter Dale Scott, and I want to finish this up here. He says he can hardly really believe what he's saying himself. He says I feel like I'm a zany conspiracy theorist. Yes, what I'm saying is based upon fact. He says, worse, I'm describing a phenomenon that occurred not just once, but consistently, almost predictably. We shall see that among the Al-Qaeda terrorists who were first protected and then continued their activities were, number one, Ali Muhammad, identified in the 9/11 Commission report, page 68, as the leader of the 1998 Nairobi embassy bombing. Number two, Muhammad Jamil Khalifa, Osama bin Laden's close friend and financier, while in the Philippines, of Ramzi Youssef, who was allegedly the principal architect of the first WTC attack, and his uncle, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Number three, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, identified in the 9/11 Commission report, page 145, as the principal architect of the 9/11 attacks, again, allegedly, because we know who was really behind the 9/11 attacks, folks. It wasn't 19 Arabs with box cover, cutters, whatever. Were there even any hijackers in the first place, folks? The BBC reported that these guys were still alive. We covered that on the show back when it happened. They were saying, why do they got my face on the cover of these newspapers? I had nothing to do with this. I'm still walking around. I'm still alive. BBC, we got the article. I think it's still up on the internet somewhere. Khalid al-Mihdhar and Nawaf al-Hizmah, two of the alleged 9/11 hijackers whose presence in the United States was concealed from the FBI by CIA officers for months before 9/11. All these guys have been protected. So if they were any terrorists, they're helped. They're pushed. They're promoted. He says it might sound like these citations, that the 9/11 Commission marked a new stage in the U.S. treatment of these terrorists, and that the report now exposed those terrorists who, in the past, had been protected. On the contrary, a principal purpose of my essay is to show that, number one, one purpose of protecting these individuals has been to protect a valued intelligence connection. Sound familiar? Could this be why the administration won't call what happened in Egypt a coup? Number two, one major intention in the 9/11 Commission report was to continue protecting this connection. And number three, those on the 9/11 Commission staff who were charged with this protection included at least one Commission member, Jamie Gorelick, and one staff member, Dietrich Snell, and one important witness, Patrick Fitzgerald, who earlier had figured among the terrorist protectors. Folks, the incestuous relationship is just remarkable.
Darren, there's even more. There's even more to this. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. We are living in an identical circumstance to much of the Mideast. Think about this. We got soldiers running around everywhere with military weapons. We've got black helicopters. We've got the FBI, the CIA, the NIS spying on us, watching. We have our computers and phones that have been overtaken. Everything that we do has been criminalized. Our schools are under attack. We are becoming impoverished because we have no jobs, just like the people in the Mideast. We're under constant threat of power grid failures. We have this constant growing military exercises with NATO troops. We're suffering ill health, including bad food, bad water, just like in the Mideast. We got women and children living in abject poverty. We've got bombs going off all over the country. What's the difference?
There is no difference. We're being brought down to third world status. That's what's happening here. You know, we got the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which we covered on this show ad nauseum, being worked upon in secret behind closed doors. And if they get their way, they're going to bring everyone to their knees. And then the Obamacare thing, we got information on that too. You know, Speaking of terrorism, we have U.S. drone strikes killing 12 people in Yemen, according to Press TV. That was on August 8th. Understand, folks, that Press TV is the Iranian news service. It was taken off. It used to be on Galaxy 19, the same satellite, KU satellite, that we're on here over the western states. It was taken off of Galaxy 19 for some reason. Yep. Just disappeared into the thin air. And then also, and I don't know what the status of this is yet, still, but last I knew, they were also reporting that they were unable to update their Press TV channel also on YouTube. So the question is, why is the Iranian news service Press TV being blocked here from having access? You can still go to their website and watch Press TV if you want. But the question is, why are they being taken off? Somebody doesn't want you to know or see both sides of the story.
Yep.
And with all of this supposed terrorism thing, the more stuff they fling at the wall and doesn't stick, a lot of people aren't buying this nonsense anymore. A lot of people don't trust the government anymore, nor should they. But the more of this stuff they try to fling against the wall to see if it sticks, and the less of it that sticks, I'm very concerned about what the administration will do as they become more desperate to try to distract the American people from their criminal activities. And Iran is on the radar. What kind of potential terrorist attack are they going to try to pull off here, maybe in the U.S., and try to blame Iran for? That's what everyone needs to be watching for and needs to be looking out for. Everyone needs to be aware of the Hegelian dialectic in this situation.
And you better be aware of a pandemic.
Yeah, well, that's being worked on, too. Yeah, you better bet. We got information on that as well. So we got 12 people killed on August 8th, as of August 8th. Then the following day, the New American reports U.S. drones kill more than 30 in Yemen. School was targeted in one attack. So much for the fact that we're just targeting those terrorists. They say in fewer than 2 weeks, Hellfire missiles launched by U.S. drones have killed at least 31 people in Yemen. At least 14 of them victims were believed by President Obama. Yeah, blah, Obama, the launcher in chief, to be al-Qaeda militants. On the heels of reports of the foiling of a plot purportedly hatched by the Yemeni-based branch of the alleged terrorist organization, the president has accelerated the frequency and ferocity of the drone strikes in the small Arab nation. Oh, man, I'm already at the top of the hour.
Remember what Larry Pinkney called him? Well, called Obama? Drone man.
That's right, and certainly he is. All right, I'll tell you what. We got the top of the hour news. We'll continue here. I got information that the feds are running drugs from Costa Rica into Miami. So much for the war. It's not the war on drugs. It's the war of drugs. Just like it's not the war on terror. It's the war of terror. Everything is turned on its head today.
Yeah, too big to fail.
Yeah.
Too big to fail.
All right, let's take the top of the hour break and the top of the hour news. We'll be back. Hour number two of Govern America straight ahead.
John Stepp.